With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. March is closing out to be one of the most active tornado months in the last 10 years. The month of March alone saw over 100 tornadoes across the country. While most of the tornadoes did not severely damage agricultural lands, it did impact parts of North Alabama. Last week's outbreak, for example, hit around Birmingham, where dozens of homes, churches, and businesses were destroyed. Around 10 tornadoes were spotted, one of which was an F3 tornado with winds around 140 miles an hour. Here is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey with a breakdown of the tornado events this month, including last Thursday's breakout here in the southeast.
The first outbreak we saw occurred back on March 12th and 13th across the southern Great Plains. And then since then, we've seen two significant outbreaks, mainly in the southeast. The first of those, March 16th to 18th. And then on March 24th and 25th, we saw a third significant outbreak. Again, this one had origins across the southern plains before significant thunderstorms and tornadoes swept into the southeast on March 25th. The third of the three outbreaks has proven to be the most significant. Early reports indicating there could be as many as six fatalities with the March 25th outbreak that originated across east central Mississippi, spanned the state of Alabama, before ending up across northwestern Georgia.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.